Okay, my name is Dean Jacobs, from Sudbury, and I would like to talk about the incident that I experienced when I was 7 years old. I was in grade two, and I was living on Dell Lake Road off of Highway 69. We lived in this trailer. There was me, my aunt, my two sisters, and my mom. And I remember we were watching TV. I was 7 years old. My sister was five, and my other sister was three. And my aunt was 15 years old at the time. As we were watching TV, my aunt tapped me on the shoulder and told me to look outside. When she told me to look outside, she said, look at that, what is that? And when I looked outside, there's four trailers, there's five of us, there's five trailers, but what we saw was something in the sky, and I would say it was about maybe 50 to 75 feet above the ground. It was just hovering there above the cows. The cows were like almost together, and almost like in a bunch together, and like you were trying to round them all up. They were together, but my aunt and me were kind of excited to see this thing because it's not every day you see something like this. So we started yelling for my mom. We were yelling my mom, and my aunt was calling her name, Joan. And as we saw this thing, it was moving really slow. It was moving really slow, and it had kind of like a turn to it, real slow turn. And there was colors on it, colors underneath, and colors on the side, and then on top of it. What I remember was the TV was kind of going fuzzy. And I also remember the phone ringing. The phone rang. My mom picked it up. This is after we called her. And by the time she got to see it, it was about maybe 30 seconds she got sight of this before I went in behind the trees. And above the tree line, I would say it was about 25 feet before we lost sight of this thing. And when my mom came out, me and my aunt, we were still kind of excited. And the TV went fuzzy. The phone rang. And I remember my mom picking up the phone and asking who was there. There was nobody there, and she hung it up. Then it rang again, and then picked it up. And she asked who was there, and there was nobody there. And then we asked if we could hear what was on the phone. And there was this humming sound on the phone. There was a humming sound. And then I remember asking my mom, and I'm only 7 years old. I asked my mom, I said, turn on the radio. Maybe the radio, and see if the radio is like this. And she turned on the radio, and the radio wasn't coming in. My mom, then, she went back in the middle of our trailer. There's a closet, and I remember my mom reaching in and grabbing my dad's gun, and she put it up against the wall. I thought it was very interesting. I was a little bit scared, but when I talked to my aunt about it, that's when she got really scared. She got really scared. And this thing, whatever it was, well, I know what it was. My aunt knows what it was. My mom knows what it was. We were kind of scared, didn't know what to do, but we went outside after a while, after it was gone. And It was cold out. I remember it was cold. And I talked to my mom and my aunt, and they can't recall the date. And they said it might have been November. But my mom said it was spring, but early spring. And then I told her about this article, and she told me that maybe it was in the fall. But I guess the date doesn't really matter to me, my mom, and my aunt, because we know what we saw. And what happened after that, when we went outside, the landlord was, he owned a farm. And I remember he was out there, and he was fixing this gate. And we went up there. I don't know what my mom and my aunt said to him, but I remember asking him, did you see anything? What was wrong with his gate or whatever? And he said, my electricity went out. And I remember him saying to my aunt that the animals started acting all funny, he said. The animals were acting all funny, and my power went out, my breakers. And I asked him if he'd seen anything in his land right above where all these cows were. And when I saw this object, I would say it was only about maybe three-quarters of a football field away. And again, about 50 to 75 feet in the air. The size of it, I would say, would be like the size of a small house, maybe a little bigger, maybe a two-bedroom house. And this man said that his electricity went out. It's electrical fence to keep the cows inside. And he said the power went out. So I'm only 7 years old, and I already got this thing figured out that maybe the energy took all the power out and why our phones were going out. And I don't know anything at that time what it was, what these things do. I've heard of them, but I didn't really pay attention to. I've actually experienced this myself. After this incident, my mom told me not to say anything to anybody. When you go to school or wherever you go, don't say anything. Just keep it to ourselves. She called my aunt from Whitefish Lake First Nation. She asked her to come over. And my mom told my aunt about what she saw. My aunt kind of took it as a joke or something like that. And she suggested to us that we call the police. But we started, I remember them talking to themselves about if they would, who in the world would believe somebody that saw something in the sky, like what we saw. And it looked like, we even had a hard time trying to convince our own family, our extended family, about what we saw. So we didn't think nothing of it, and we just let it be like that because we know what we saw. The next day, I remember jumping on the bus, and I remember yelling, did anybody see a UFO? And I remember catching myself and saying, wait a minute, this is not something to talk about because not everybody sees this. And I kept that to myself and to my family and to the woman that I'm with right now. Mind you, I asked people questions in my life. Do you believe there's anything out there? Some people do say yes, and some people say no. I've ran into one person where they've experienced that they saw something back around the same time where I saw this, but it was in a different area. When I do share the story with somebody and I look at their face and to see if, like, as if they're saying, yeah, it's a bunch of crock, yeah, right, kind of thing, I stop talking about it right then and I don't say no more. But if somebody's going to listen to me and is interested and they believe that maybe there is something out there, then I'll share exactly everything that happened. I know where this happened. I can recall exactly what happened. My details might be sketchy, but I know exactly what happened. My mom knows exactly what happened. My aunt knows exactly what happened. And to this day, we can still talk about it and get a kick out of it. And I guess this is all I can say about my experience of what I saw back in 1975, if it was 1975. But I remember seeing this. I even, like, when I heard this article, and they call it the Falcon Bridge incident, makes me wonder if that ever, that same time, if that was the same thing that I saw, what they saw.